Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Yes, brand new banging I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast. 7 years. It is our 7th year anniversary on the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast. So much time, so much disruption. On today's podcast, we reminisce about some of the highs, some of the lows, some of the coming, some of the going, some of the changes that have went down in the wacky, wonderful world of the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast. Plus, the shooter, Dean Collins, is here to answer some questions and give some follow-up details since the last I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast. Yes, it has been 7 years. 7 years. Have no fear. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers. Start this puppy off with something real nice. Start this puppy off with something real proper. Okay, but most importantly, start the 7th year anniversary I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast. Big time banger off with something real funky. Museum quality I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast coming up right now. Let's fucking go. Yes! Brand new banging I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast is here. I hope everybody's good. I hope everybody is safe. I hope everybody is sane. This is the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the Jewish Jake LaMotta, a.k.a. Mr. New York, a.k.a. the Disruptive Warrior, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi. You are now rocking with the very best. Today is the 7th year anniversary, 7 years since we started the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast. I hope everybody is feeling good. I hope everybody is feeling strong. I hope everybody is feeling good. Keep your head on a swivel. The I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast, 7 years later, we are back on all platforms. The I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast is back on Apple Worldwide, Spotify Worldwide, Stitcher for all my Android phone users. All right? The worldwide phenomenon is back for all you people just in the nick and time to celebrate our 7th anniversary. Man. Man, oh man, oh man. Crazy. 7 years since we first started doing the podcast. First of all, I want to shout out all the people that came to Raleigh, all the podcast listeners. Some of you guys I got to meet. Some of you guys I shouted out. Some of you guys I got to point to. Some of you guys I got to take pictures with. All you guys that came to the shows in Raleigh. I hope you had a good time. I know I had a great time doing it. I had a great time doing those shows in Raleigh, North Carolina. It was dope. A lot of good food. Nice people. Hot. It was fucking hot. But it wasn't hotter than like Orlando, Florida during the middle of the summer. To this day, Orlando, Florida is still the hottest place that I have ever experienced. But just giving a shout out to everybody I got to meet and greet. Ran into some people on the street before shows, after shows. In Raleigh, and I'm going to be in Minnesota this week performing at the Marvelous Mall of America, the Marvelous Mall of America in Bloomington. I'll be all over Minnesota, downtown Minneapolis, Bloomington, performing 5 shows, 3 nights at the House of Comedy. All tickets, all information is available at michaelrapaportcomedy.com. September, I'm coming to Nashville. September, I am coming back to Miami to perform. I'm going to definitely get down there and chill. Then I'm going to San Diego. I'll be in LA. Then I'm going to Philly. All information is michaelrapaportcomedy.com. But, man, 7 years, I was tripping off that. I was tripping off that we started doing this podcast 7 years ago. I mean, so much has changed in the podcast world in the last 7 years. I mean, literally everybody has a podcast. Every fucking person has a podcast. Actors, comedians, athletes, plumbers, nutritionists, brain surgeons, doctors, actual listen, if I have a doctor that starts doing a podcast, I'm dropping you as a fucking doctor. I don't want to hear about your personal life. I don't want to hear about you extracting an ingrown toenail from one of your patients. There's got to be some client privacy, okay? Client, doctor privacy. Doctor, client, doctor, patient privacy. I don't want to hear about you clearing green wax from this client, this patient, or any of that stuff. Leave the podcasting to the professionals, okay? I am a professional podcaster. I've been honing my craft professionally for 7 years. Of course, I'm a worldwide famous and infamous actor, okay, and comedian. But it's crazy, though. I mean, podcasting, never thought that hip-hop would take it this far, and you never thought that podcasting would take it this far. And we've been doing it for 7 years. I mean, as you guys know, who you've been with us from the beginning of the podcast has been through ebbs and flows, changes. This place, that place, paywalls, no paywalls, apps. The whole, with the shit bags over there and the big tooth freaks over there, Dog Leash Dave and those motherfuckers. We're not done with them. It's been crazy, man. 7 years. 7 years. I mean, I got married while we were doing this podcast. I don't know if you guys know that. You know, I don't talk about my personal life, but I got married to my beautiful wife during this podcast. Moved twice. During this podcast, moved in Los Angeles, then moved out of Los Angeles, back to the Big Apple. Mr. New York back full-time, exclusively in New York. I mean, the world has changed. We've had presidents change. Started with Obama. Then we went into the 4 years of Dick Stain. Now we got Cadaver Joe, Smoking Joe. He's a mess. We've had Super Bowls. We've had LeBron's been on 4 or 5 different teams. We've Willie Hutched people. We've screamed at people. We've argued with people. We've disrupted. Oh my goodness. There has been so much disruption in the last 7 years. We still have plenty more to go. We still have plenty more people to interview, plenty more guests to talk to, plenty more shit to talk. I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast, 7th anniversary today. Crazy. I mean, one of the things that hasn't changed is Tom Brady has been kicking ass long before this podcast. And by the way, things are going, long after we finish this fucking podcast. Because fantasy football is starting. Regular football is starting. We have our first draft this week. I hope you guys are mock drafting. I hope you guys are duress mock drafting. I hope you guys are planning and getting focused, because can't stop, won't stop. Okay? Pandemics, Delta variants, chicken pox. They just approved officially the Pfizer vaccine. The FDA officially approved the Pfizer vaccine. One less excuse you could have for not getting vaccinated. Said it was a test drug. Okay, that's no longer a test drug. Then you'll have the Derna. Then you'll have the other one. They'll probably come out with some other ones to continue and prolong the kookiness. Because, hey, you don't get vaccinated, I don't know what to tell you. I do not know what to tell you. But the reality of this vaccine, not getting a vaccine, is even if the people's hero, Dick Stain Donald Trump, who had another rally in the rain, people were out there literally in the mud. Yo, motherfuckers were out there in the mud and the rain watching this guy speak. And they did. They started booing him when he said, get the vaccination, get the vaccine. Guy's got more, this guy ain't going away. Play the clip of him telling the people and then almost getting booed. They almost booed Dick Stain Donald Trump, their hero, their president. They call smoking Joe Biden the fake president. When you bring up the vaccination, these yokels in the mud, in the fucking rain on a Saturday. It's the middle of the summer. The good people of Alabama, I know you got to have something better to do than sit there in the rain like Woodstock. And listen to Dick Stain Donald Trump. Apparently not. Play that clip, Bleach Brothers.
3 days less than 9 months. And it's great. And you know what? I believe totally in your freedoms. I do. Bree, you got to do what you have to do. But I recommend take the vaccines. I did it. It's good. Take the vaccines. But you got, no, that's okay. That's all right. You got your freedoms. But I happen to take the vaccine.
But you see, they don't care. They don't care and I don't care. Listen, I follow rules. I disrupt, but I follow rules. Okay, I'm doing my shows. I can't control what the city, what the mandates are. They had a rule in Raleigh, and then another rule changed while I was in Raleigh. I'm doing the shows. I'm vaccinated. I feel good. I'm hopped up on probiotics and water. I'm alkalined to the nine. Okay, I haven't had coffee in 4 months now. People see me. You see it coming off. I'm out here taking care of it. Just came from a long walk. I got the shooter with me in New York. The shooter is going to be on the podcast later on. Dean Collins is with me in New York, driving me up the fucking wall. Okay, his podcast had a lot of fanfare, a lot of comments, a lot of questions. We're going to bring him in, discuss. He's apparently has some problems with the hotel already. It's not my problem. I put you in the fucking hotel, then you fend for yourself. You don't like the room? Tent. Go to Central Park. Sleep on the fucking street. I don't care. All right? There's plenty of people out there sleeping on the street, sleeping in the park. You could be one of them. Matter of fact, let's bring in the shooter. Let's bring in Dean Collins, the shooter, to discuss and ask and answer questions about the very riveting last I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. Without further ado, let's bring him in here. All right, as advertised, the young shooter, Dean Collins, is here for the 7th anniversary. It's the 7th anniversary of the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Been doing this for 7 years. Worldwide disruption. Dean Collins, you're in New York. Hurricane Henry is here. The weather has been 1 minute it's sunshine, the next minute it's piss rain, but you're here in New York. Welcome to the 7 year anniversary I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast broadcast.
Thank you, man. I'm happy to be here. I mean, you told me it was actually by popular demand.
By popular demand, Dean Collins is back. The last story you said went viral.
Did it? Is that viral?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. You went viral with that. That was a great story.
Thank you, man.
And you're in New York. And do you want to charge your phone, by the way?
No, I'm fine. I think I got enough. I'll be fine.
Okay. I don't want to hear you're fine and then 15 minutes of yoke. We're in the streets.
I'm not going to say
your
that.
Your phone's out of juice.
It's fine. If it's out of juice, it's out of juice. I'll find my way back to the hotel.
You being out of juice becomes my problem.
Okay,
can
dude,
I use
I
your
what,
phone? Can I text?
Forget about the phone, dude.
We're inside now.
Okay,
charge,
I'll fucking charge,
charge
the phone.
Your fucking phone. Jesus. Anyway, I'm Rappaport Stereo Podcast. The Young Shooter is back by popular demand. I told you this is the seventh year anniversary episode.
Damn.
We are in New York. How are you enjoying New York? Of course, you're here because we were on the Viral Load comedy tour. You're in a hotel. I put you up. I put you up in a nice fucking hotel this trip.
Mm-hmm.
And you haven't said a fucking word about it. You haven't said thank you. You haven't said anything about it.
Well, it's not that I haven't said thank you, but I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. It's a shithole. The hotel is a shithole. Before I got to New York, in LA, I actually looked this hotel up, and it looked fantastic. It looked awesome. This is like one of these fancy schmancy hotels. It's like really hard to get into. And
go on.
Okay. Sorry. You were looking at me like there was a technical difficulty here.
Ain't no technical difficulty.
Okay. So yeah, I looked this hotel up and I was really excited to
No, I'm looking at you like, are you fucking really talk shit about the fucking hotel that I put you in?
Well, I'm going to tell you honestly what the hotel has been like. Like, I looked this hotel up and it showed that.
Who's paying for the hotel?
Okay. You are, but
So why don't you start with thank you?
Okay, thank you for putting me in this shithole hotel. Like, it's not a great hotel. I mean, honestly, the Doubletree that we stayed at the other day was a lot better than this hotel. I loved the Doubletree.
What's the problem with the fucking hotel?
Well, I looked this hotel up before I got here, and it said that they had, like, the best rooftop bar you could go to in the city.
Well, there's a hurricane.
Okay, and that's what they told me. They
so you
said
can't fucking go on the rooftop during a hurricane.
That's fine. They said there was a bowling alley. They had this bar in there. It's like there was a club in this place. And I get there. It's fucking pouring rain. I mean, I know you can't control the weather.
I can't control the weather.
I didn't say you could control the weather. I'm just telling you.
If they close the rooftop, what are you going to do? Oh, blame fucking Rudy Giuliani. Ray McCuomo. He's on his way out. Get him.
All right, well, they told me, oh, it's unfortunate.
You start with thank you. Thanks for putting me in a 5-star hotel.
Okay, thank you for putting me in a 5-star hotel.
What's the problem with the fucking hotel?
So I was like, okay, I can get past like the fact that the club is closed, the restaurant is closed, that the rooftop is closed. Like that's fine.
Extenuating circumstances.
Okay, save it for fucking your therapist. I don't need to hear you talk about extenuating circumstances.
Extenuating
but I will tell you,
circumstances.
Okay, so I got past the fact that I wasn't going to be able to. Because I was really, like, I got to be honest with you, I was really looking forward to the New York City part of the Viral Load Tour because there's a couple girls I've been talking to. I've kind of put in that groundwork that when I got to New York, I'd be meeting up with some of these girls. And I even said, I'm staying at the blank hotel. And people go, oh, he's staying at that hotel. Okay, that's cool. So I got past the fact.
So what's wrong with the fucking hotel?
Well, here's the problem. They said, okay, it's closed, but they put me in the room. They take me to the 12th floor. There's only, I think, 14 floors or something like that. So I'm at the top. I'm almost at the penthouse. I get into the room. It's got a great view.
Right.
But the problem
You're
is-
You're welcome. Great room, but, great view. You're welcome.
Okay,
I haven't heard that yet.
Okay, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Right, you're welcome.
I'm saying you're welcome.
So I don't say anything when you say you're welcome.
Thank you. So what I was saying was
I don't say you're welcome.
No, I'm saying you're welcome. If you want to thank
you
me,
you said you're welcome, and then I go exclamation point, like period, end.
You didn't thank me for coming out here.
I'm not fucking thanking you for coming
out
here.
I'm here on your tour, man. Like, I'm working out here. Whatever.
I want to know why and how you're complaining about a fucking 5-star hotel.
Okay.
Maybe 4-star hotel. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
I don't know how you're starting off the 7-year anniversary episode of the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast complaining about a hotel that you're not even paying for. It's 3.5 stars, 5 stars. I don't know, something good like that. Go on.
I feel like we got off on the wrong foot.
No shit.
No fucking shit. Okay, he got off on the wrong foot.
Well, I get in the 12th floor. It's a beautiful view. Oh, this is great, but it's 80 degrees in the room. The blind is not working. It's actually the chain is off of the fucking the piece that like actually makes it go up and down. So that's not working. So I thought, okay, it's 80 degrees. It's, the bedding is sticky, actually. Not like cum sticky, but like kind of a muggy feeling in the room. Like it's humid. It's not comfortable. So I thought, all right, I'll let this slide.
You fucking ain't right. You let it slide.
I did.
It's fucking free. It's free. You let it slide.
Okay.
I don't fucking know what the fuck.
Okay, so I let it slide, and then 11:30 p.m. hits, and I called down. They send the maintenance guy up, and the maintenance guy...
What's his name?
Tony. The guy's name was Tony, and Tony comes in with the ladder. He fixes the blinds, and I said, hey, Tony, you know, it's 80 degrees in here. It's pretty hot, you know?
Tony said, I don't give a fuck.
Tony said, well, why don't you open... And I said, and
Tony
actually...
Tony said, I got a fucking hurricane. I live in Queens.
Right.
I ain't worrying about the fucking 80 degrees, pal.
Right.
Did he call you pal?
He didn't call me pal, but he gave me a look like this fucking piece of shit is really complaining about this. But you know what? It smelled bad, the air conditioning unit. It didn't smell good. But he said his advice was open the window and get some of that recycled air out. But he said, welcome to New York. It's humid out here. Okay, thanks, Tony. So I let that go for a little bit, and then I called down to the front desk, guest services, because they're supposed to service the guests.
Yeah.
I called down and said, hey, guys.
What'd they do? They took care of you. You tell them you said, oh, I'm with Rappaport. What'd they do? They took care of you nice?
Well, I wouldn't say they took care of me nice, but they did say, oh, well, I said, hey, guys, it's still 80 degrees in here. Tony actually tried to fix it earlier, but it's still 80 degrees.
They fixed you up nice?
They said, you know what? We're going to take you to another room. We're gonna pack your bags. I thought, oh, this is a fucking nice hotel, right? They're gonna taking care of
fix you
this
up.
Is,
nice.
This is what guest services and the concierge is all about. They're gonna fix me up nice. So they said, sir, they actually said, Mr. Collins, we want our guests to be comfortable. How about you pack your bags up right now? We're gonna send some up with a new set of keys.
Get any guests of Michael Rappaport?
They didn't say that. They didn't know that you were on the fucking thing. They said actually, Mr. Collins. They never mentioned Rappaport once. I actually think if I mentioned Rappaport, they would have said, you know what? That's the fucking guy who did all that shit to Katie, and he's not allowed at the fucking...
Don't bring that up in here. Don't bring that fucking shit up in here. I'm trying to move past the
okay.
KD shit.
Right, my bad. I know it's just... I didn't mean to do that. So they said, you know what, sir? Pack your bags. We're giving you a set of keys. And I'm on the 12th floor. This is a great view. I thought, all right, maybe they're going to put me in the penthouse this time, right? Because it's not a great experience so far. So no, that wasn't the case. They lowered it to... I went on... Floor 3, actually. I went from 12 to 3, and that's all actually right. The lobby's on floor 2.
Huh.
So I went right above the lobby. So I thought, all right, that's okay. I don't want to complain too much. So they take me into the new room. I get in. It's the same kind of room, but now I'm looking at someone's window. It's not a great view anymore, but it's 80 degrees in the room. So maybe there's a problem with the air conditioning in all of New York City, or maybe just this hotel.
You see the air conditioning in my crib.
It's not fantastic.
Motherfucker.
It's not great.
One thing to talk about a hotel, you ain't going to shit on the AC in my apartment.
Okay, man.
Motherfucker. Maybe it's you. Maybe you're just overheating.
It's fucking hot.
Why don't you get some fluid in you? Eat some cold freeze. You can talk about the hotel.
Okay.
You ain't talking about the crib. Talk about the hotel. You ain't talking about the crib.
What's fucking hot in here, too,
man? It ain't
man.
Fucking hot in here. Maybe you're just hot.
I run hot. I have a heat intolerance.
You run hot.
I
How
run hot.
How old are you?
We're not going to get
you
into
run
all that.
Hot.
I do. I run hot. So anyway, they take me into this new room. It's 80 degrees, and the fan speed is
Start
actually...
Start talking about my fucking crib and shit.
Well, dude, I mean, I'm going to call it, you know, what do they say? Call the stars like... I'm going to call a spade like it's a spade.
Go on, motherfucker shit.
Okay, so they take me to the new
room.
You
know, this is the fucking 7-year anniversary, 851 episodes of Disruption, and this is the bullshit you're doing?
No, I'm congratulations on the... I was on the second episode. Like, I'm happy for the podcast. I'm happy for you and everyone involved and Miles Jordan. Shout out to Miles and Jordan, the Dust Brothers. Like, I'm happy to be on the podcast. You asked me how the hotel was, and it's...
And you're
hasn't
like, I'm
been,
running hot. Your crib
it's
is hot,
hot. Man. It's
it
fucking
ain't
hot,
hot. Here.
Okay. So anyway, I'm in the new room.
It's so anyway, okay.
So
on.
Well, you're asking me about
still
it.
Still going.
And what you're asking, well,
how
I haven't.
Room, how many times have you switched rooms?
Three
at this
times,
point?
My friend. Three times, okay. And I haven't
so
been
we're in
here.
Room
I've
three.
Here
you
for
haven't
less
even gotten
to
room
hours.
Two yet. You haven't even gotten a room. The room
haven't
two.
Gotten there, but I will tell you, I haven't slept a wink. I've been up all fucking night. So I get into that room, and
you've been up all fucking night, and you're blaming me.
You got me the hotel, right?
You haven't slept all night, and I'm the fucking blame.
Well.
That's my problem. That's my problem because you can't fucking sleep at night.
Sounds like it. If you came to LA, I'd say, you know what? I'm going to take care of my friend. I'm going to put him up here. And it's like, not only that, but like,
that's the shit
I didn't
you're
have dinner last night, dude. Like, I actually had ice cream for dinner last night. And, like, the fact is, I'm...
This is what you're talking about on the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast, is that you can't sleep? That's
I didn't
that's,
sleep.
Like, and we wonder why we're fucking struggling for listeners. Let me tell you something, Dean.
Go ahead.
Okay? Your sleep issues, I told you in Raleigh. Mm-hmm. I said, no strip up.
You didn't give me any nose strips for the back.
Go to Rite Aid. Go to Duane Reade. Get your own fucking box of nose strips. You nose stripped and you said it's pretty good.
No, it is good. It doesn't fix my sleep apnea, but it does fix the snoring. A lot of the time the snoring is actually cured.
So get yourself
it.
Some nose strips.
I will. But so anyway, that room was hot.
Let me tell you something. Get yourself a box of nose strips.
Why don't you give me some of the nose strips you already have?
I'm not giving you any of my nose strips. Okay? Let's just get to the part, Dean.
Yeah.
Let's just get to the part where you say, thanks for having me in New York. Let's talk about Raleigh. Let's talk about 7 years of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk. Tell me what do you want to talk about? It's your show. In fact, write a script for me. You write a script. I'll ask you anything you want.
Okay, Dean. Okay, no, Dean. We'll do this. Well, let's do this. Oh, Dean. Well, why don't we do this, Dean?
Okay.
Why don't we do this, Dean? Because obviously the lack of sleep is getting to you.
And I'm not in a great mood.
Well, I'll tell you something. The listeners know. The listeners can tell.
That I'm not in a good
mood?
They
can tell when I'm not in a great mood. They can tell when you're not in a great mood.
Well, what do you do when you're not in a good mood? Do you just...
I mean, just go fucking nuts.
Okay.
But this isn't my time.
This is not my
I'm
show.
I'm actually in a great mood because it's the seventh year of the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast.
You know what? You're right. And I should be in a better mood.
I should be in a better mood. But you didn't get any sleep.
No, but you know, it's no excuse to not...
So let me ask you a question. As far as the hotel.
Yeah.
Did you wind up in a good room?
So I wound up in the third room, which instead of 80 degrees, it was 75, which I could live with. And the guy downstairs said, you know what, homie? We're going to give you a fan and we're going to get the engineer... who comes in at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning to check the whole AC unit. I said, oh, that's great. That's fine. So
Have they checked the AC yet?
I have no idea. I have not been back. I'm not looking forward to going back, but I'm really hoping they got that shit together because New York, get your air conditioning together. What the fuck is going on out here?
Okay. Let's just move on. As far as the response to your last episode, we call it, City of God / Redlands.
Yeah.
What has been the response? Have you gotten any feedback? Do any of the young ladies that you speak about on the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast, have they ever heard the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast when you're speaking of them?
Well, if you listened to the last episode, which you said a lot of people have, I was actually kind of on the fence while I was talking on that episode. I think I expressed the fact that I would be really horrified if any of the listeners actually heard, if any of the girls that I had slept with or went on dates with heard the episodes. That, to be honest with you, that has always been, because this is not the first time I've told dating stories. We've done this over the years, but that has always been my biggest fear.
The shooter shooting chronicles.
Because I'm going to tell you straight up what my biggest fear is, in the past, I've told a story about a girl, and people had found that girl.
Yeah, that's not cool.
And it was so fucked up.
That ain't cool.
It scarred me for a long time.
Like, doxing the shooter's chicks is not dope.
Like, they, like...
It's not like we're doing it, like...
Not that I said anything crazy, but it was like they had to get her involved.
And, yeah, that ain't cool.
And so I've always been apprehensive about telling more dating stories and getting really... You know, because I'm very honest. Like, I don't hold back with these stories. And so...
Right.
To answer your question, you know, that's been one of my biggest fears is actually having one of the girls listen. And in fact, I did get a message from the lovely girl from Redlands, who is a really fucking cool girl. And I don't think she's going to be listening to this podcast, but...
Wait. Hold on.
Hold on.
You got a message from Redlands?
I got a message from Redlands. Now... My whole fucking life flashed before my eyes when I got this message because I got a message and I thought it was just a regular message, but it had to do with...
You thought she was checking in.
I thought she was checking in. I had no idea. And then it said I got tagged in something and I think...
She got tagged?
No, she tagged me in something that had to do with the podcast, I think. And I think my heart stopped I think I actually was dead for a couple minutes. Like for maybe a minute, like... You know, people talk about seeing that white light. Like, I saw my life flash before my eyes, and I literally was freaking out. Like, I didn't know what the fuck to do. Like, oh my God. I went back and thought, what the fuck did I say? Did I say anything bad? Because I didn't say anything bad. Like, I would never shit talk.
No, you didn't say anything bad.
Like, how, why would I be in a position?
You're gentlemanly.
That's what I'm saying. And like, but you know, I do like to keep it real.
You're
on
neurotic
the podcast.
As fuck.
I absolutely am.
That's why your life probably flashed in front of you.
100%. I had to pop one of those Xanax and I needed to chill out. I didn't actually do that.
Full transparency. So the last night in Raleigh, because the shows were so hyped up.
Yeah.
I popped like a quarter of a Xanax. Those fucking pills are no joke. That's why I don't fuck with those. What are they called?
Those bars?
Is that what they're called?
Bars, those footballs? See, I don't do... I
don't play with that shit.
I hear you, but...
I had a nickel, like a quarter.
You had a quarter, and after...
Shit had me at the airport, tranked.
The next day, you were tranked.
The next day, I got back, saw my beautiful wife, tranked. Well, tried to watch Real Housewives of Potomac, not working correctly.
And you start doing shit that you wouldn't normally do.
Well, like what?
Like, you know, like an hour in, I was ready to go to sleep, but you were like, yo, I need another one of those. I need another one. I was like, dude, let that one kick
Thank
in.
Thank God, because they're need- fucking cool. I'm like, I'm not about that life.
No,
like,
you're
I
not.
Have a low tolerance for all that stuff.
Yeah.
Proceed with, don't think we're getting off the subject here, because the people are hanging on the edge of their seat.
Okay.
You brought
what
up
What
red
do you want to know?
We want to know what she said. What's the response?
Ah, fuck it. I mean,
did she tell you to go fuck yourself?
To be honest with you, I really thought it was going to be a go fuck yourself, delete my number, how fucking dare you talk about our experience
did
on the
she
podcast.
Say that?
She didn't say that.
Did she say, you scumbag, you?
I literally thought I was going to open it to that.
Did she say, you motherfucker, you fucking prick, you?
I just told you she didn't say that. Now you're saying.
She didn't call you a dirty, low-down scumbag?
No, she didn't call me that. That's what I'm trying to tell you is that I didn't get that.
None of that?
No, you're calling me that though now.
No, I just
now you're saying I'm a dirty, low down, degenerate piece of shit.
I didn't call you a dirty, low down, degenerate piece of shit.
Listen, I have to say this girl is really fucking cool. And
so, what did she say? What did she hear?
She heard the fucking podcast. What do you want me to say? I mean, what do you?
But
I'm not going to like
tag. She heard it on her own.
She heard it on her own.
Okay.
I don't even
Thank
think
God,
she follows you. She didn't get tagged.
She doesn't follow me.
No,
but she follows you.
Yeah, she follows me. What, she's got everyone who follows me has to follow you?
Jesus Christ. Okay, go on.
I'm just saying. So
Redlands, can you follow me?
I don't think she's going to be listening to this, but
she's
really fucking cool.
It.
I don't think so, because she actually said that she actually told me that it was the first podcast that she listened to, and it will be the last podcast that she listened to. Not in a bad way. She was just like...
Well, let's hope she's not having these kinds of experience with other podcast people.
I hope not.
No disrespect to Redlands. Let's hope that's...
No, Redlands is cool, and this girl is really fucking cool, and we had a great time, and I was drunk, and she was super fucking cool. And to be honest with you, the response that I got was she said she found it so hilarious.
Oh,
she thought it was such a funny story.
God.
And she told me.
So she didn't say, you piece of shit, fucking lowlife. You're talking about me on your podcast. You fuck you. She didn't say nothing like that.
I just told you. Now you're saying it's. Now I'm looking at you like you want to fight me or something. Like you're calling me a scumbag now.
No.
Like you're saying you lowlife piece of shit.
Did she say that to you?
100 fucking times to you that wasn't the case.
I'm just asking.
Hey, so she said, no, you know, don't hold certain things against me. And I'm like, oh my God, like the fact that she even said that she even had to say that to me, I felt like an absolute piece of shit. I felt really shitty about it because I was like, who am I?
But it all turned around good.
It was all great. I'm excited to see this girl when I get back into town. I will be seeing her again. Maybe I'll have another story to tell. She's a really fucking cool girl. And
thank goodness it worked out like that.
It did. And to be honest, like that response solidified like what a good sense of humor she has and how cool she is about it.
Do you think you guys will be taking things to the next level?
What does that mean? I've met her one time.
Romantic dinner.
Sure, I would love to take her out on a date, but let's not get into all that because I don't fucking know what's going on, okay?
Fair enough.
But City of God, I have not talked to City of God, but I'm actually, I'd like to figure out like what the listeners think because, you know...
You've heard from some listeners.
A lot of people were like really... they were really captivated by that story, I guess, about the city of God,
some
the Brazilian
people
girl.
Find you captivating.
I really appreciate that. People said...
I would say like in small doses. Like I find you captivating in small doses.
Oh, thank you, man.
Like this trip in Raleigh, this trip to Raleigh, even this, just we've been in New York 2 days, small doses. Like I see you and then get the fuck out of here.
Oh, man, I appreciate that. Because like sometimes when I don't speak to you for a couple days, it feels like I went on vacation. Like I took like a beautiful spa day to myself. That's what it feels like when I, because I could say the same to you. And believe me, I think a lot of people feel that way about you. So I do have a question for the listeners, because, you know, the City of God girl, like, I do find her really attractive. And you know what? This is not the first time this has happened, like, that I've made a plan with a girl and that they've not stood me up. Because standing someone up is like you go to a restaurant and then they just like a
right.
no-show.
That
right?
ain't okay.
No, that's not cool. But when someone kind of bails an hour or two before and lets you know and they said they're sorry. She didn't say let's reschedule, but she did
right.
say I'm
she
sorry.
She didn't know you were an asshole and got a fucking spray tan.
No,
she didn't know that you were an asshole, washed your car. She didn't know that you were an asshole.
Yeah, I wasn't. What do you keep saying I'm an asshole for?
I'm just saying she didn't know. Like
you could
you
just
know,
say she didn't know you got a spray tan in the car. What you keep saying I'm an asshole.
But she didn't know that you went through all that
exactly.
just to have like a regular Saturday
no,
night.
No, not at all.
That was the fucking dumb shit
that I did. I put myself in that position.
And, right. So and you can't really hold it against her that you spent
no.
$700 before you even left the house.
Like, when you put it like that, I mean that doesn't sound good. But yeah, that don't make me feel good about that. But. That doesn't actually sound good that I spent that money.
So what is the question for the listeners?
So the question for the listeners is like, because a lot, it's been polarizing. Like half of the people have been saying, fuck that girl. Fuck City of God. Don't ever contact that fucking girl again. And this isn't the first girl that's happened to. There's been a lot of girls that have bailed, but I'm like, do I DM them again? Do I put in that
effort? You showed me a picture of her.
She's gorgeous.
Full disclosure, if it was me,
yeah.
Next time I would not shave. I wouldn't wash my crib. I wouldn't do that. But if I was you, and if I was a single dude, and like her, what you showed me in those photos, I would give that a round
right,
two.
Thank you, and like
I would definitely give that a round two because she's
gorgeous.
She bad,
and you know what? It's not only that. Like I didn't hear from her ever again.
She
like,
fine.
She commented on like posts later that I made posts on Instagram like with my music, and she thought it was really good. She's laughed at a couple of my stories, so we're on good terms. Like we haven't hung out.
I would tread slowly with her. Me personally, based on everything you told me, I would tread slowly. I would tread slowly. That's all I'm saying.
I haven't.
Tread slowly.
I like certain photos and that's it. I don't like comment all the time, but that's my question is like, I have a lot of these different girls and a lot of people are saying like, don't go back in the DMs. Don't give them your time of day. But like, for instance, there's a girl that has been on my mind. I have to tell you, she's been on my mind for a couple of years now. I've been talking to her on Instagram. She seems really cool. We've actually FaceTimed.
Where is she at?
She moved from LA. I fucked this up, but she moved from LA and she went back to Seattle. And the thing is, like, I reached out to her. We were going to hang out. She's really gorgeous. Like, this girl's out. A lot of these girls are out of my league, but I don't know, whatever. I don't know what they see, but the fact is...
They like a nice, funny guy.
Sure, and I'm a nice, funny guy. I'm a nice guy.
We like a grown man who wears, like, printed boxers. They like that.
I don't wear printed boxers.
My man, we just stayed together in a hotel room. I see you walking around. You got... Like carnival guys.
No, dude, that's not.
I see
you
walking around with sharks on your boxer shirts.
I'll tell you why.
I see you got. There was one with like balloons.
That's
or streamers.
I'll tell you, but that wasn't balloons.
I saw you 3 nights.
That wasn't balloons. That was confetti.
Confetti.
Okay,
on your boxers. Some girls like that.
No,
I'm in
no
there like, yo,
girls
Duke.
Like
what the fuck kind of party
no,
do you
dude.
Think this is?
No, that's only because we. That's only because we got a hookup from me undies. That's not fucking true. So there was this girl in LA. I had reached out to her. She finally moved to Seattle. But we've been in contact, you know, she comments on shit on mine. She DMs me, we go back and forth. But when she was in LA at the time, cause this has been like a 2 year conversation that we've had, we've never met in person. But when she was in LA, when I first spoken to her, we FaceTimed and like we FaceTimed, everything was cool. Everything was really cool. We were vibing and I had a window. I had an opportunity that I passed up because I was smoking and I was not in the right frame of mind, and I thought, oh, I'll get it later, whatever. And she texted me at 11 p.m. and she said, hey, you should come over and watch this movie with me. And by the way, I got a Kit Kat saved for you in my refrigerator that's just, it's waiting there for you.
Ooh.
And I responded an hour later and I said, oh, sorry, I can't chill tonight, whatever. And I've tried ever since then. And she's like, oh, I can't. Like, it's never worked out. And I miss, and that's what I want to tell everybody out there. If there's a girl who's like, come over, don't think. Don't get in your head. Don't fucking second guess. You need to be a yes man and you need to fucking go. You don't second guess yourself.
A, B, C. Always be closing. A, B, C. So you don't think this window of opportunity is going to open itself up to you again?
She's come to LA and I've DM'd her being like, hey, are you in LA? And she's like, and recently I said, how long are you here for? And she said, I leave tomorrow. What are you doing later?
Ooh.
I was like, okay, okie doke. This is, we've been waiting 2 years for this second window. Because I've said, when are we hanging? When are we going
to
make it happen?
Does she listen to the IAM Rapport?
No, she does not.
She doesn't follow me?
No.
Okay.
So that's good. That's actually a good thing for right now.
Okay.
So she said, what, you know, this is like the games that people play though. I said, what are you doing? She said, what are you doing later? I go, oh, I'm going to go out with some friends to this bar. You should come meet me. Left me on scene. And she said, but I'll be back in LA in like a week. And she doesn't reach out to me. Like, I'm always
a flight attendant?
No, I mean, I don't know what she does, but that's the thing. Like, I missed that window. She left me on scene. And I guess my thing is like, do I always have to initiate it? Like, these girls don't come to me.
Yes, you have to initiate it. You're not fucking Liam Hemsworth.
Okay, I didn't say I'm
going to initiate it. Like, nobody's going to just crawl up into your DMs and like, da-da-da.
Okay, but
you need to initiate it.
But you don't want to, like, that's where I draw the line of like, where do you cross the line of like being too needy? Like, you don't want to be that guy that's like, hey, when are we chilling?
You're talking to a guy that has an aggravated harassment charge on his record.
I thought you were a stick man in your day.
I wasn't
before 97.
No, that wasn't my thing. I look back on when I was younger. First of all, I'll never reveal the names of the famous people that literally presented themselves, because when you're a poppin' young actor, especially in New York the way I was, like, people present themselves to you. Like,
and now I wouldn't say that happens in this day and age. Now, like, I don't think that's, you know, maybe back then they present, but now it's like with everything going on, it's a little bit more sketchy.
Oh no, I guarantee you, young actors are getting they're
okay. Well, what the fuck?
I thought you were saying to me like something happened to me. I mean, I'm married because I look great.
No,
I thought you were saying like, oh, because you what the fuck are you saying?
No, I'm just saying because like you're an old piece of shit. Like, why would anyone want to hit you up and present themselves to you?
My man, if I was single, it would be a different fucking program.
Okay,
would be a different fucking program.
Go with that.
Okay.
Go with that.
I'm going with it.
Okay. Hey, whatever makes you sleep at night, brother.
Okay. But in regards to you think my man Timothy Chalamet?
No fucking
they're
shit.
They're presenting themselves to him.
But I'm not, right.
I'm saying, but when I was a young dude, like, yeah, I mean, especially now, I think girls are even more liberated and more open and more like, you know, they listen to Lizzo. Is that her name, Lizzo?
Yeah, Lizzo, but...
Lizzo and Lena Dunham, and they're like, I don't even know what I'm talking about.
I'm not...
I never put myself in the stick man list. I never put myself in the stick man category. I was looking at pictures the other day of some photos from my personal stash of Matt Dillon. And because we will be in Minnesota this week, so mm-hmm. I was thinking a lot about beautiful girls and all that stuff. And I know we did a podcast one time out in Minnesota, but when I think of Minnesota, the first time I was out there was with the movie Beautiful Girls, and we will be at the Marvelous Mall of America Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And I am telling you right now, the tickets are almost all sold out. The tickets are almost all sold out. So get your fucking tickets, Minnesota Rapid Pack, and the surrounding areas. But I was thinking about Matt Dillon. Matt Dillon was a stick man. Matt
probably
Dillon
still is. I mean,
now he chilled.
Okay.
Matt Dillon had his 18th birthday party at Studio 54. He was Matt Dillon was an incredible cocksman. I mean, an incredible.
He was born to do that. He was born to be a cocksman. I mean, he was a cocksman when he was in Over the Edge, when it was his first movie.
He was probably a cocksman before they found him in Over the Edge, He was probably fucking bronze before they made him a movie star. But like, he's like a guy, like there are certain actors that come along and it's like, yo, this dude is that dude.
No, I know that.
And Matt Dillon was that dude. You?
I'm not that guy. Hey,
never that
I'm
guy.
Not that guy.
You're not that guy.
Hey, trust me, I'm not that guy, pal.
Right.
I'm not that guy.
But if there was Instagram back in the days when Matt Dillon was popping,
no shit. He'd be fucking like they half break of his Instagram.
Shit. They but break
I'm
his
not
shit.
Saying that, like, oh, why aren't girls sliding in my DMs? I'm saying the girls that I've already slid in my DMs where plans have sort of fallen through, how much more effort should I put in?
I keep hitting
like,
them.
You do? Okay, so that's my question.
I would keep hitting them. That's be like, my question. How are you? What's up? Like,
I
just
didn't,
keep,
I didn't
you
know.
You got a fish. You ever see fly fishing?
Never.
You ever see
I've been fly fishing.
You just keep casting that fish.
Right.
You keep casting that rod.
You're not too needy. You give it like a week or two.
I'm not saying you start asking all sort of inquisitive questions. How are you? Cast the rod. What's going on? Cast
so you don't have to be like, what do you do? I mean, because I'm
know,
always
don't
just,
start asking too many questions. You start asking too many questions, I think you get into the needy, weird thing.
I don't like that,
Throw that line out into the water.
I just you like doing, what are you doing this week? Like,
hey, how
I
want
to get
you?
Right to it. I don't want to ask about how are you and all that. I want to be like,
whatever the wording is, don't, where
okay,
are
but
you?
Okay, but you're saying,
where are you is weird.
I wouldn't say
like,
that.
Why
don't
do you need to
me?
Know where I am?
I'm not saying that.
You just said you sometimes go, where are you?
First of all, that's fucking bullshit. Rewind the tape because I didn't say that.
Rewind the tape, Miles.
Go ahead. I've never said, where are you? I just
you
like doing, what are you doing this week? Like,
hey, how
I
want
to get
you?
Right to it. I don't want to ask about how are you and all that. I want to be like,
whatever the wording
you know.
Is, don't, where
okay,
are
but you're,
you?
But you're saying,
where are you is weird.
I wouldn't say
like,
that.
Why
don't
do
put
you need to know
me.
Where I am?
I'm not saying that.
It kind of sounds like when he said it, that you said, where are
but
you?
But I didn't say it.
But it kind of sounded
okay, but
like,
it may have sounded, but now we just clarified, I didn't say, where are you?
When they rewound the tape, it sounded like you said,
homie, you're putting me in the category with you. I ain't on that stalker shit.
It was one bad week in 1996.
Guess what? In 1997, we're still talking about it. Okay? We're still talking about it.
Listen, a woman doesn't really know what true love is until someone calls her 24 times over a 3-day weekend. That's all I'm going to say.
I don't even think that's bad. I think you got a bad rap for
move
that.
Move on. Yeah, I got a bad
anyway,
rap
all right, anyway. So you're telling me it's fine to check in and ask.
Check
and
in.
Keep going.
Cast that fucking line,
because I want to keep going, and people are like, don't fucking speak to her ever again.
I want to keep trying. I saw a picture of her. She didn't know that you fucking made an asshole of yourself again washing your car. She didn't know that you got spray tan.
I
got
to be honest with you. I didn't even say this on the last one, but like I ordered new sheets on Amazon the night before. Like I had fresh sheets going.
She didn't know that you did all that. She didn't know that you got a spray tan. You got new sheets. You got your house cleaned.
It looked fantastic, and I actually felt good going to bed. But
right, alone. You felt good.
No, I didn't go to bed alone. That's the
oh,
thing.
Oh, right. You hooked
I didn't
up
go
with,
to
right,
bed alone.
Right, right.
So
listen,
it was
it
all,
worked
worth
out. Listen, I saw a picture of City of God, and I say continue on my
and
friend.
And Kit Kat girl, I want to keep trying.
Keep? How are you, Kit Kat? Hit her up.
All right.
How
I
you
appreciate
doing, Kit
that,
Kat?
Man. I'm going to keep doing it.
I would start
Let
doing
Let me know, though. I'd like to hear what people say. Like, hit me up on Instagram.
DM. I am Rapport Stereo Podcast at gmail.com. DM him. DM me. You know where to find us. We're easy to find.
I want the girls' opinions on this. Like, should I keep trying? Should I keep? Because
I just
they're
gave
not
you
hitting,
my opinion.
But I want the girls' opinions on this.
So
I want the female.
Why are you asking me?
So I could set it up.
Okay. Okay.
I'm posing the question.
Pose the question. And please, send all the answers. DM me, DM Dean, DM I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast. We see, read, check, and hear
everything.
Every single... There's nothing that slips by.
Nothing.
Now, listen. There's nothing that slips by.
See it all.
Every single bit of it.
Okay? All of it.
Every question, every picture.
Every death threat.
Every comment, every criticism, every message, we see it all.
Right.
Anyway, anything you want to say? Can you believe 7 years? What year did I meet you?
I met you in 2005, at the beginning of 2005.
And it's 2021, so I've known you 16 fucking years.
Coming up on 22, so I've known you for
damn.
Almost 17 fucking
That's
years.
That's fucking crazy,
and
man.
I still look the same as I did when I met you, and you look 20 years older. Boom,
anyway,
bang, bam.
7 years of the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast.
I'm happy to be celebrating with you, brother.
New York, we're having a great time.
Yes,
I don't know what we're going to do with this weather.
It sucks.
It does suck for your trip.
I mean, I wanted you to take me on a fucking helicopter ride over Grand Central.
Who's paying for that?
Central Park.
Who's paying for that?
Well, you're paying for it. I mean, I thought it was on the company card or
I'm
something.
I'm not paying for no fucking helicopter rides.
I thought it was like on the fucking
card. I mean, this is a stayover to go to Minnesota. That's it.
I didn't look at it like that. Now
you're looking at like helicopter trips.
Yeah, that it was going to be like we're going on rooftops. Like you're king of New York. You're Mr. New York. Like, let me show you the streets of New York.
I'll show you the streets of New York. It's raining. Other than that, you're asking about helicopters and like, you know, complaining about rooms. We're not doing all that.
I want to fucking go golfing and do that street golfing with New York Nico and hang out with Nicholas Braun and all your people. And like, what the fuck, man?
Motherfuckers are inside right now until this rain ceases. Hurricane Henri.
Fair enough.
Anyway, let's end it here. We're going to be in Minnesota Thursday, Friday, Saturday at the Marvelous Mall of America. Five shows in 3 nights. And then you're back to L.A.
Are you performing next to a toy store at the mall? Or what's next to
us? I don't know what the fuck. They got let me tell you something. This mall is like Disneyland. It's
fuck yeah. This is the infamous mall, right?
The infamous Mall of America. 30 years ago, they made this thing. I'll just let you see it.
Are you going to perform like it, like how singers do, like in the mall where everyone's like on the second floor and shit?
Like that Ariana Grande
shit?
Yeah,
like I want that, man. I don't want to be in like a fucking toy store watching you.
That would have been sick. Fuck.
Like you're like, yo, I'm here.
Fuck the club. Like, yo, I'm in the middle of that
shit. Fuck yeah, I'm in the mall.
We got to see if we could add it. Yo, if we could pull that off, we'll add a sixth show. But in the meantime, it's 5 shows, 3 nights at the House of Comedy in Bloomington. We'll be in the Twin Cities. We'll be downtown Minneapolis. We're going to be... Vintage, your big things now, vintage t-shirt shopping?
It's always been, but like now I know a guy.
You just said 17 years. I've never heard you mention vintage t-shirt shopping.
I've got a lot of vintage shit.
But you know, like, you're like, you asked in Rolly, is there any vintage t-shirt shops?
I like all sorts of shit. What's the problem with that? But yeah, there is some good vintage shirts.
I'm telling you right now.
Yeah?
I'm telling you right now. This trip to New York.
Yeah.
The trip to Minnesota?
Yeah.
I ain't going vintage t-shirt shopping.
I didn't invite you.
You just said I need to go vintage t-shirt shopping.
Yeah, I'm in New York. Okay. Not with you. And as soon as we're done with Minnesota, like you said, I'm getting on a plane. I'm getting the fuck away from you. I know the feeling is mutual, but I'm excited to not be sharing a room with you anymore and hearing
your
fucking snorts.
I'm excited not to see a grown man in printed fun time underwear.
Well, at least I flushed the toilet.
We'll just move on. It's 7 years of the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast. Listen, you guys, tell a friend to tell a friend. I know there's some people in Israel listening. Israel Rappapack, all you guys, tell a friend to tell a friend. We are no longer behind the paywall. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast can be heard on Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere you get your podcast. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is now available worldwide everywhere. Miles Jordan, let's end this puppy with something real nice. Let's end this puppy with something real proper. But most importantly, Shooter, let's end this puppy with something real funky. It's the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast. 7 years, we're done.